We both had broiled yellowtail, shared a big Caesar salad, and had lemon ice for dessert with a pot of Leroy's special coffee that contains chicory to give it a wallop. Jennifer said she'd like to return home since she had an important appointment early the next morning. So I drove back to her pad, disappointed but not devastated. In front of her trig little house, I killed the engine, hoping against odds that she might invite me in for a nightcap. She turned to face me and took up my hand.
Archie, there is something I must tell you.
Oh?
I'm divorced.
Jennifer, you say that as if it was an awful perversion, like collecting thimbles. A lot of people are divorced. Some of my best friends are divorced. It's really not a mortal sin.
I just wanted you to know.
Thank you. Now I know. She hesitated, and I thought she was about to reveal more, but apparently she changed her mind. Instead, she said,
"Would you like to come in for a nightcap?"
Strange, enigmatic woman. So we concluded the evening with a wanton frolic featuring light sex. And why not? Everything is light these days. Cola, beer, wine, whiskey, pastries, pasta, you name it. I anticipate a light death. On the following morning, I went to the office and was called in to speak with my father. "About Lady Horowitz's missing stamps," he said. "What is your feeling, Archie? Have the stamps merely been misplaced, or were they stolen?" "All I can do right now is guess. I guess they were pinched." He nodded. "I think it would be prudent to act on that assumption. I'll call Lady Cynthia and suggest she report the disappearance of the inverted..."